Psalms 103, the Bible says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and bless on all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy." Let's say amen right there. "He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul." Let's pray. Lord, we love you, and I do thank you for this opportunity that you've given us. Lord, I thank you for our pastor, even though he's away, Lord, that he's willing to entrust this to us, that we can just continue this. Lord, I pray that you would just help this Sunday school lesson. I pray that it would just be a benefit, Lord. Help us to understand that we all have a purpose here, and Lord, that you've given us this life to do something, to accomplish something. And Lord, I pray that you just continue to help us and be with us and just guide my words this morning. Lord, I want to say what you would have me to say. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, springtime's a wonderful time of year. I love springtime. I like mowing. That's something. I've got a fairly nice mower, and I enjoy mowing yards. But the one thing I think that I hate about mowing yards is we can mow this yard out here. We mowed it Friday night in the rain, trying to get the yard mowed. And we were mowing out here, and we can mow this yard. And within a matter of literally the next morning, you have dandelions all over the yard. And it makes it look terrible. And I'm going to get like 2,4-D and spray the whole yard. But I'm afraid if I sprayed for broadleaf in our churchyard, it would kill 90% of the yard. So I'm not real sure if I want to do that or not. But I don't like dandelions. Now, you know, when you're younger, you know, there's all kinds of neat things. You know, you made dandelion, you know, you crushed them up in water and you made yellow water. And I picked some dandelions. You know, oddly enough, I picked some dandelions this morning. And it was weird because, you know, we've had 50,000 dandelions out here in the yard. So I get here this morning, I'm like, okay, I'll just pick a couple dandelions this morning. Not a single dandelion in our yard. Not that was yellow. There are a bunch. There'll probably be by like, you know, 10 o'clock, there'll be, you know, 20,000 out there again. But so I'm on my bus route this morning, and we're driving along, and I see one on the side of the road. So I stop the bus. I'm like, Levi, get that dandelion. So he's getting out of the bus and getting a dandelion, which was kind of humorous. But so I've got these dandelions, and, you know, they come up so fast. They come up so very, very fast. But isn't it amazing how fast they also disappear? Or how fast they turn from this to this? Okay? Now, I don't mind the yellow ones as much as I don't like these. Because these, I don't know what happens, but they grow like 4 times as tall, and they look even worse in your yard than the yellow ones, okay? So, I don't know. I don't like them. I can't stand them, but it's part of life, and it's part of the sin curse, I guess. We got to deal with weeds. But, you know, when you're younger, I mean, what mother in here hasn't got, at some point, a bouquet of dandelions? You know, that, I mean, kids love dandelions. You know, we would take them out while we were in school, and we would go out on the playground, and we'd pick dandelions, and then we'd go on the sidewalk and use them like sidewalk chalk, and you draw on the sidewalk with yellow dandelions. I mean, I like fried dandelions. Everybody had fried dandelions? Okay, few people, not very many. Take the heads off, and you dip them in egg, and then flour, and then fry them. They're pretty good. Okay, dandelion greens, you got to get the young dandelions, don't get the older ones because they're really, really bitter. But dandelion greens, you eat them in a salad or you can cook them like spinach or whatever. So dandelion, I mean, as much as people hate dandelions, they do have a few uses. Now, I think we just try to come up with uses just because they're there. But I mean, if they weren't there, I wouldn't really miss them at all, okay? But they grow, the thing that amazes me is they grow so fast. I mean, it's just, I mean, they're up one instant and then they're gone. And in verse number, if you look at verse number 15, look at verse number 14, the Bible says, "For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust." And you know what? I'm thankful that God remembers that we're just human beings. We don't have any deity at all in us. Now, we are God's prized creation, but God also created us in such a way that he knows that we're but dust. He knows that our frailties. He knows, you know, folks, he knows the things that you go through, the health problems that you go through, the trials that you go through. He understands that. You know, I think one of the reasons that Jesus Christ, the Bible says that Jesus Christ, one of the reasons he walked on this earth, why didn't Jesus come, just come up, show up one day, die on the cross the next day, you know, was buried 3 days later, rose again. Why did he have to live 33 years on this earth? Because the Bible says he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. He knows the things that you had to go through, okay? He understands that. So he lived his life so that we can know that he was an example for us, all right? That we should follow in his steps, all right? That's what the Bible says. So we understand that God knows our frame. God knows that we're but dust. God knows our frailties. God knows the things that you go through that you don't understand, that I don't understand. All right, look at verse number 15. "As for man, his days are as grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourisheth." Now, that reminds me of the dandelion right there. As a flower of the field, he flourisheth. If you look across this field, Crody's farm right over here, it's full of what we call yellow mustard. Okay, it's not really mustard, but it's wild yellow mustard. Okay, I mean perfectly yellow. I mean, it's really kind of pretty, except to the farmer, and he hates it, okay? Or sometimes you'll see a field that's, I mean, purple. I mean, absolutely purple. And they're pretty, except for the farmer, and he doesn't like it, okay? But the flower of the field flourisheth. You know, these dandelions, before the sun hit them this morning, you didn't see any yellow on these dandelions. They close up at night, and you don't see the yellow on them, okay? And that's probably one of the reasons I didn't see any this morning. The sun hadn't quite, because I left here fairly early, the sun hadn't quite hit them yet, okay? But the dandelion, they flourisheth. And you know, the Bible says our lives are like that. It flourisheth. And if you really think about life, I mean, how many you would think back and you could say, "Brother Chad, it just seems like yesterday we still had the kids in the house." Or it just seems like, you know, just not too long ago that, you know, we were married. You know, if you really start thinking, it wasn't that long ago. And God only promised us 70 years of life is what our age is now. Now, some of you, you've surpassed that, and that's because of the blessing of God, okay? But in all reality, that's a very short time. And just like the flower, it flourishes. And I got a couple things this morning. I just want to share with you that I want to be a blessing and hope that, okay, yeah, we all live and we all flourish for a while. But you know, there comes a time when we all have to die too. Solomon said in Ecclesiastes, there's a time to be born and a time to die. And that comes to all of us. So I want to challenge you this morning to do a few things while you have that short time. While you have that short time of life. And we're going to use the dandelions. I got just basically two different things, and we'll probably be out of here early because I have a few things I have to take care of for after church. But a dandelion. Now, you know what? As much as you hate these, what mother in here didn't enjoy your child picking you a bouquet of dandelions? As simple as that is, You know what a mom does is she takes those, you know, the kids come in, "Mommy, look what I've got you." And it's weeds. Thank you. Thank you, child. Weeds. But you take those weeds and what do? You stick them, you fill a glass with water and you stick them in the water and they sit on your table or in your window for a day and then you throw them out, okay? But you know what? For that brief, short amount of time, you know what that flower, that weed, even though as short of a life as it might have, you know what that did for you? It brought you some joy. It brought you some joy. You know what, folks? There's a lot of people that have a lot of problems in life. But you know what? Something that everybody can do is, yeah, you can look at life, you can look at it as a weed, or you can look at it as a flower. You can look at life and you can see all the bad things about life, or you can look at life and you can see all the good things about life. You know, when I come to church, sometimes in the morning, I have to determine that I'm going to smile. I don't feel like smiling some mornings, okay? I don't want to see, kids that are not well behaved at 7 o'clock in the morning. That does not just appeal to me, okay? And if you're honest, it really doesn't appeal to you either, okay? But you know what you have to do? Okay, do I look at this like a weed of life, or am I going to look at it as a flower? Because that's a whole, you know, everybody, what's the difference between a rose and a dandelion? Nothing. Both of them are weeds. One of them's just cultivated more. Of anything, a dandelion don't hurt you as much as a rose does. Rose has thorns on it. So why do you know, what's the difference between a dandelion and a rose? I hate multiflora roses. Those are one of the hardest things to kill, is a multiflora rose. Okay? And they're everywhere. So what's the difference? Well, one's just been cultivated more. Isn't it? And honestly, if you probably go to most flowers probably, I mean, yeah, we value them as a flower, but in some parts of the world, what we consider flowers is probably considered a weed. So, yeah, what's the difference? Well, it's the way you look at it. You can look at life and you can see the flowers or you can see the weeds. You can look at life and say, well, this is a blessing or this is a curse. It's all in the matter you look at it. But you know something else about dandelions? Is you can, if your life is a dandelion, why don't you decide, well, I want to be a blessing. Just like your children maybe brought you some flowers and they were a blessing. Say, hey, I can be that. I can be a blessing to somebody. I can brighten the corner where you live. Take time to brighten somebody else's life. You know, don't be a stick in the mud. You know what? If we could go to the book, to the Gospels, and you know, there's a story of the trees that grow, the fruit trees that grow. And God said, you know, if there's a tree that doesn't bear fruit, what do they do with it? They cut it down. Okay? If there's a flower, I don't like landscaping. I like hardscapes. You know what a hardscape is? That means there's no vegetation. Okay? I do. I like hardscapes because if there's no vegetation, that means I don't have to prune it. I don't have to take care of it. You know, no vegetation. All right? And you can do some really nice hardscapes. Like they do rocks and stuff like that and different things like that. But I'm not a big land. My wife, however, and she's not in here this morning, so I'll say all this. My wife loves landscaping. See, my big issue with landscaping is somebody pays me, you know, they want my sister was terrible about landscaping, Amy. She loved flowers, but she's terrible about, she would plant, you know, half an acre of flowers, okay, with the promise that, oh, I'm going to take care of them. And then before, you know, halfway through the summer, you don't see anything but a pile of weeds, okay? And that's kind of why I don't like landscaping, is because it's just another thing I got to take care of, and it's, you know, maintenance, all right? So that's the reason I don't like them. But, you know, flowers are beautiful, and flowers bring a lot of joy. You know, what's the one thing that people send? This always kills me. But what is one thing that people send to a funeral? Flowers. Dead flowers. Kind of baffles my mind. But flowers. They send flowers to a funeral. Why? Because flowers, by their nature, people try to bring a smile with a flower. Okay? People tried to bring a smile. Everybody got on to me because I said I'd never bought my wife a corsage and didn't buy my... I had like four or five people in here. Like, oh, you should buy your... So this year, I did really good. I bought my wife lots of flowers. Okay? I thought I did really well. But you know what happened to them? She threw them all away eventually. What was that? Man. Anyway, so you guys can all harp at me again about not buying my wife flowers. But, you know, the kids, they go get mommy flowers. And she loves them. It brightens her day. You know, there's a lot of people that's going to have a hard time in life. And you can determine that you can come to church and you can be, just sit at church and see what you can get from church. Or you can go to church to see what you can give to church. Well, I just got to go to church today. You know what you're looking at it as? As a weed. Whereas you could go to church and you could be a huge blessing to some people. You could be a blessing to these children up here. You know what the Sunday school teachers do every week? They're a bright spot in these kids' lives. You don't know what some of these kids go through. Have you been in their homes? Have you seen what they live in? I mean, I wouldn't let, and I'm not being sarcastic here, I wouldn't let my animals live in some of the places that some of these kids have to live in. And it's not their choice. So you know what? Hey, listen. You know what coming to a clean building, what that means to some of these kids? They go to a clean bathroom. That's huge. And you know what it is? It's a bright spot. It's just a bright spot. In a field of green, if you would, it's a bright spot. Now, like I said, you can look at it as a weed or you can look at it as a flower. So I want to challenge you this morning. Hey, be the flower. Be a blessing to somebody. Smile. Enjoy life. Yeah, do you have heartaches? Yes. Do I have heartaches? Yes. Do you? Everybody in here has problems, and your problems are different than my problems. But everybody can be a bright spot. And you know what? You've got a very, very short time. A short time. Those dandelions have a short time that they're able to be a bright spot. Okay? A very short time. So take advantage of the opportunity. Take advantage of the opportunity. Verse number 16. So we talked about, as for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. So we talked about flourishing, being beautiful. I've heard this statement, bloom where you're planted. I don't know if that's a cop-out statement, but actually I think there's a book back there on the table that says bloom where you're planted. Okay? Maybe God's put you, well, I don't understand why God put me here. I don't either. But you should bloom wherever God plants you. Okay? Be beautiful. Be a blessing to somebody. Verse number 16. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. Isn't that so true of our life? When your life's done, you know, I don't know. I guess when my life's done, I hope that I've left something behind that makes an impact on the next generation. But honestly, when our life is done, when this dandelion, I could never go back to the place where I just pulled this dandelion and point to the same place. You know why? Because it's gone. It's not there anymore. And you know, these, you know, what are these great for? You blow on them. You blow. That's the only good thing that these are for in life, is you blow on them. And I'm not going to do it because then I'd have to clean the platform up here. But you blow on them. Now, let me add this point, and we'll spend a couple minutes on this. What else? What is the purpose of the fuzzy things on top? It's seed, isn't it? You know, you have the ability. And I'm not trying to be sarcastic, but this is the older class. Not all of you, but a lot of you are getting to the gray head. And you know what you can do? You know what you can do with life? You may not, well, Brother Chad, I just don't have the ability and I don't have the energy to go out and be a blessing to a lot of other people. But you know what? This is probably the most important part of the dandelion's life right here. Why do I have 20,000 dandelions in my yard? Because of this. because the wind passes over it and it is gone. But when it's gone, it leaves a heritage behind of however many seeds are on this dandelion. And it leaves something behind. It is the next generation. You know what, folks? Brother Chad, I feel old and decrepit. Okay. I'm starting to, I don't know you don't want to hear this, but there's some mornings I wake up and I'm like, oh, what did I do yesterday? That hurts. You know, used to. I'd never roll out of bed and go 100 miles an hour. But, you know, that whole boxing thing when I was in high school, it starts to hurt after a while. And, but, you know, you're to the place that, Brother Chad, is there anything that God can still use me for? Yeah. I mean, like I said, this could be the most important part of the dandelion's life right here. Because without this part of this life, there will be no next generation of dandelions. Does that make sense? And you know what? It's our responsibility to convey to the next generation the truths of the Bible. We talked about it a couple weeks, or last week maybe. No, it wasn't last week. Brother Davison was here last week. The week before, about parents telling to their children and their grandchildren. Remember about the truths of God? About the trials of God? Or of life? Folks, it's your responsibility to take this to the next generation. It's yours. Because if we check out of this area of life, there will be no next generation. Yeah, there'll be maybe a few, but eventually it'll all be gone. It's important for you guys to do that. Okay? It's important for my generation. You know, I've got a 5-year-old, no, it's six. I got a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 2-year-old. What? I'm going to die, but they will live past me. And it's my job to convey to them, hey, this is a good way to live life. This is a way to live life that will honor God, that will glorify God. That's my job. That's my responsibility. Because if I check out and I don't spread the good news, hey, you know what else? You can be a witness. There is never a time in your life when you cannot be a witness. You can be a good testimony for Christ. All right? The gospel seed, okay? The gospel seed, the sower went forth to sow. You can be just as much a witness and probably more so in this part of your life than in this part of your life. Amen. If you're willing to do it. If you're willing to do it. You know more people. You've got better relationships with people. Okay? You know who can win men to Christ is men. I say this, the two groups of people that can win hard men to Christ is men and teenage girls. And I'm not just being facetious there. I've seen teenage girls win some pretty rough guys to Christ. But you know the other group that can win them to Christ is men that you've worked every day of your life just like they have, but you serve God with your life too. I do some side work on the side a little bit here and there. And it's amazing when I tell, first of all, when I get out of my truck and I'll tell everybody straight up, my hours here are limited. I can't work a lot of hours. I've got other obligations. This isn't my full-time job. And I always say that because it always brings me the next question. They always ask, what's your full-time job? I said, well, I'm an assistant pastor at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. And they just kind of look at me weird. I'm like, you're an assistant pastor. And you know how to do this or you know how to do that? I'm like, yeah, there's nothing wrong with me knowing how to do all this stuff. Okay? But you know what else it does? They respect me. You know the way these guys respect me? It's not for being an assistant pastor at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. They respect me for the work that I do. And you know the way they respect you? As a man, is not for being a member of Blessed Hope Baptist Church. They could care less. They respect you for the work that you do. And in saying that, you've worked your whole life. You've clocked in, you've clocked out. You've showed that you could be a success in life. And because of that, that demands a certain amount of respect. And you can use that respect to spread the gospel. You've got friends. You've got more friends now than you've ever had in your life. And it's simply because of years. More real friends now than you've ever. And you say, well, Brother Chad, there's maybe times when I was in high school that I had friends. Yeah, where are they now? You don't know very many people from high school. I know of some. I mean, like Brother Isaac, I know him from high school. And there's others in the church. But it's because we go to the same church. But really, think about the people that you knew from high school that you were friends with in high school. You don't know a whole lot of them still. The acquaintances you have now are relationships you developed in your senior years. So use that. Use that relationship to impact others for Christ. Use it. So there's two things. Be beautiful, or be a blessing, be an encouragement. Because every day that you have of life, you can be a blessing to somebody. Just like my daughters or Micah, they'll get a flower and they'll bring it to mommy, and they're excited about it, and mommy's excited about it. Because, is it a weed? Yeah, but they're still excited about it, okay? So be a blessing to somebody. Everybody can do that. Nobody in here I just can't be that. You can't be that because you won't be that. Just putting it out there, all right? Everybody can be a blessing to somebody. One thing I found out, I haven't done very many hospital visits. Some of you have been in a hospital a lot longer than I have, or a lot more than I have. I think you'll find out that no matter what problems you have when you go into a hospital, there is always somebody that is worse off than you are. Always. And you know what? We can go in and, well, I'm just having a terrible... Or you can go in and say, hey, just like my daughters, here, mommy. Here's a flower. Mommy could be having the worst day ever. And one of the kids bring her some flowers in. She can't help but smile. If all it did is bring us, hey, if all you do during a day is to bring a smile to somebody who's having a tough day, you may have just made a huge difference in that person's life. Huge. So be a blessing. As silly as this weed is that I'm holding right here, be a blessing. Look for those opportunities that you can brighten somebody's corner. And then don't forget that even in our older age, this could be the most important time of your life. This could be the time that you have more opportunity to witness. And if nothing else, you have more opportunity to convey to the next generation what they need to do to serve God. So be a blessing. Our life is but a vapor. It appeareth for a little while and then vanisheth away. And I don't know. Maybe it's just... I don't know what the midlife crisis is, because I'm not midlife yet. I got 5 years, 6 years left before I'm at midlife, 35. Isn't that midlife, or is it 40? I don't know. It don't matter. It's a crisis, whether or not, well, I don't know. It's a crisis. You know what most people, their crisis is in life? And I'm just going to throw this out to you. You know, they get to the middle of their life and they look back on their life and they say, what have I really accomplished with my life? That's why people go do stupid stuff. Well, I've never got to do this. I'm going to go do stupid stuff. Yeah, that's intelligent. Okay? But when you get to the middle part of your life, I want to look back. You know why I do what I do, for a lot of reasons? Is I hope that maybe a young person that I was a blessing to one day, or a young person that I helped, will go on to do something even greater than what I could ever do. And I had a little part in making a difference in somebody else's life. I don't want to get to the end of my life and look back and, you know, I've got 20 people that come to my funeral. I'm not saying that you judge everything by the amount of people that come to a funeral. But I would, and it's not because it's me, but I would hope that my life impacted enough people that they couldn't keep him in the building. And it's not because of me. It's just because I hope that I can make a difference in somebody's life. Where are you at? When was the last time you made a difference in anybody's life? Besides maybe, you know, immediate family. Spread the seed. Make a big difference. All right? Make a big difference. Because the wind passes over it, or the lawnmower. The wind passes over it and it's gone. So use it while you got it. Use it while you got it. I know it's a little bit shorter, but I do have some stuff I got to get done. So let's pray and we'll be dismissed. Lord, we love you. Thank you for the little bit of life that you give us. God, it is a blessing to do something, to give a piece of candy, to say a kind word, and just watch a smile crawl across a kid's face that they may have not had anything all week. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that we would just determine to be a bright spot, be the flower in somebody's life that would just bring a smile, that would be a blessing. And Lord, when we come closer to the end of our lives, Lord, help us not to forget that you still have a use for us, that we can still spread your word, and Lord, we can carry on to the next generation what is most important. Lord, help us not to forget that. Help us as we take this lesson from Psalms 103 and help us to meditate on this week. Help us to find some ways that we can be a blessing to some other people. In Jesus' name, amen.